Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. A city that doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York.
Thank you for tuning in to Home Based Business 101 here on Dr. Martin Luther King Day. As you know, here on Mondays, we have the fabulous Miss Victoria Falk sharing with us information from New York City and passionate travel. And we'd just like to thank you for tuning in. Miss Falk, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Mr. Jahi. Glad to be here today with you, and especially on this wonderful day that we remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
All right, so what do you have on tap for us today?
Well, you know, I'm just so appreciative of the man and his legacy, and I went through some of his quotes. You know, a lot of us, when we remember King, we remember the I Have a Dream speech, but it's so many wonderful things that he said and done, and just want to go through some of his quotes and how it pertains to us in life and in business, and you know, looking at what we need to do today to keep his legacy alive and to move forward.
All right, go ahead, take it away. The show is all yours.
Definitely. Well, today, folks, I'm glad that you're joining me. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to dedicate today's show to a man who none of you know. Very few people know him. His name is Joseph Falk. He was born August 9th, 1925, in Lafayette, Louisiana. And during that time, there was a lot of racism going on and very limited opportunity for black people. So here you have this young man who went into the military, went into the war, actually, World War II, in hopes of giving his family a better life. So when I think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and I think of his life and his legacy, I think of what it's done for so many people, for myself, for people like my father, and a lot of the people who went through the struggle. And unfortunately, too many of us today disconnect from that period and from that time. You know, when I was in school, we learned about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in what they call Black History class. It lasted until the third grade. And what we learned about him was that he had a speech, a I Have a Dream speech, and that was it. And after that year, there was no more Black history. You know, so here it is, my daughter doesn't have the benefit, and a lot of other young people today don't have the benefit of knowing about wonderful people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So I applaud all of you who are keeping his legacy alive, keeping the dream alive, and let's continue to reinforce to our young people where we've come from, our history. We have a fabulous history, and letting them know that, you know, we need to move forward and continue living a dream. So let's take responsibility and continue to share the events and the activities of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm so grateful, because when I think about the universities that I went to, you know, I would not have been able to attend those universities had it not been for Dr. Martin Luther King to promote us being able to be a part of society, to be able to have those equal rights. So definitely, Martin Luther King was born January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. He was an African-American pastor, activist, humanitarian, and leader in the African-American civil rights movement. He is best known for his role in the advancement of civil rights using nonviolent civil disobedience based on his Christian beliefs. So when we turn on the news and we participate in the different marches, when you see Reverend Al Sharpton, president of the National Action Network, and you see him leading the marches to get justice for different folks who've been killed in the police brutality cases, we think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We remember those days of those marches and what he had to face back then. So a lot of the things that we do today, that's where it's come from. We're keeping that alive. So basically, I want to read to you now an excerpt from The Drum Major Instinct. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or left side, not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in truth and in commitment to others so that we may make this old world anew. That comes from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech made February 4th, 1968 in Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And that's very powerful because when I thought about that speech, I thought about his why. You know, a lot of times when we look at Dr. King's life, we review it, and we think about all that he went through, you know, knowing that he was putting himself in danger, being in a position to be arrested again and again, knowing that people want to take your life, you know, knowing that you and your family are in danger. How many of us would be willing and or able to continue the mission, knowing that all of those odds were against us? Not a lot of people. Not a lot of people would be willing to continue in the fight. But he had a why. He had a very strong why. He had a passion. And like he said, his living was not in vain. You know, he was on a mission. So when we think about ourselves and we think about what we're pursuing in our lives and our business, we talk about having a why. Having a why. What is your purpose? What is your mission? You know, it's not always easy, but when you have that why and you're able to keep that why before you, that why is your reason. Your mission. When you're able to keep that before you, it makes it easier to keep that pursuit of the dream. So definitely, folks, that's very important. And that's what I hope, too, in business, being able to commit to others, being able to help others. Those people who are in business and have a passion to do good and want to help others usually last a lot longer than those people who are in business just for profit or just to get the money, because it has a deeper meaning for you. Now, I have another photo with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. where he says, believe in yourself. During one of his speeches, he stressed the importance of people just believing in themselves. And as it relates to business, that is the number one thing that determines whether or not you're going to be successful in business, your belief level. Do you believe that it's possible for you to succeed? Do you believe that you can do this? Whatever it is, whatever business that you have that you want to run, if you believe that you can do it, it's going to affect how you work towards it. It's going to affect how you set your goals, definitely. So when we think back to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he had to have strong faith, strong belief in himself to be able to lead a movement coming up against everything that he had to come up against. So strong faith, strong belief. Now, another quote that I found that I really liked from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It says, if you can fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Whatever it is, whatever you can do. So I love that quote because basically when we think about that quote and we think about how it pertains to us and our businesses, it's the fact that we may have our larger goals set for our business, but then we have our daily goals. And even if you can't reach all that you set out for the day, whatever it is on your list that you can do, even if it's the number one thing, it's going to have you to be more productive and more prosperous than you were the day before. So remember that, folks. If you can't run, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. Whatever it is that you can do. So you might not be able to start off your business with a grand location, with a large office, with a conference room, but can you start a home-based business? a home-based business is awesome because you have all the benefits of running a business and you don't have to worry about an overhead. You don't have to worry about paying for a location and paying utilities for a location and traveling back and forth and spending transportation. So start where you can. A lot of times people procrastinate. They hold off thinking that it's going to be harder to have business. But you just have to start. Now, another quote, very inspirational boost from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He says, "Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase." I'm going to say that again because I think that's very important. Faith is taking the first step even when you can't see the whole staircase. You know, I wanted to repeat that because a lot of times, you know, those of us who have faith, we have faith that we cross our fingers and wait for something to happen. But no, folks, that's not how to be successful in business. You have to have the faith and you have to work. You have to work hard. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it in the end, but it is work running a business. But guess what? The beauty of working for yourself, how it'll advance you, your self-esteem, your income, give you time, freedom, all those wonderful things. So you have to have the faith to start. Start where you are. You don't have to see the whole process from beginning to end. A lot of times people procrastinate in getting into business because they want to know the day they start how much money they're going to make. They want to know the day they start when they're going to advance to the next level, when they're going to get promoted, when they're going to get bonuses, all these things. And it's very challenging to know all of that from the beginning. But guess what? If you don't start, if you don't have the faith to get started, you can't achieve any of those things. So you definitely, definitely want to start. And the thing is, when you start, I'm not saying just start, say your prayers, cross your fingers, and everything is going to be wonderful. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is have the faith to start and then connect yourself with the right people. Connect yourself with the organizations, with the committees, with the mentors who are going where you want to go. They may have succeeded in the area already that you plan to start your business in. So these are the people that you're going to approach, and you're going to let them know, hey, I'm very excited about what you've done, and I would be honored if you let me shadow you. I'd be honored if you'd mentor me. There's nothing wrong with asking for a mentor, but you're going to start knowing that there is information out there to help you be successful. And right here, right now, this is the year of the entrepreneur. There are so many programs right now for the average person, for the single mom, for the father, for the veterans, for students, for all different groups to have money towards running business. So definitely start, get connected to the programs. Now, I'm talking about the people and the funds, but there are a lot of free courses, and a lot of these are offered through your business centers. We have several business centers. We have the Brooklyn Opportunity Center, downtown Brooklyn. We have the Opportunity Centers in Queens, in Manhattan, in the different boroughs. We have the different chambers of commerce out here in New York and all the different boroughs. And then you have your different meetup groups. So there's so many different organizations that are available right here, right now, to help you live your dream of being a business owner. So definitely. Now, another quote from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that I really like, it says, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Powerful. It's very powerful. Because it's easy to stand up for something when that's the popular belief, right? Everybody in the room is cheering and agreeing on the ideas. But to be the one who has a difference of opinion, to be the one who might be the outsider, you know, being a leader doesn't always mean that everybody's going to follow you willingly. Sometimes being a great leader means that you can't be easily led. You know, it's not so much in who follows you, but it's in the fact that you're not going to blindly follow other people. So definitely when he talks about who are you, think about it. Who are you in times of challenge and controversy? So I think about that in terms of being a business owner. You know, who is Victoria in times of challenge and controversy? When things are a little tough with the business, right? Are you going to crumble? Are you going to get scared and fold? It's a lot of times people quit too early. The first sign of trouble, they say, oh, no, this business is not for me. This is not what I thought it would be. I'm not making any money here. I'm going to try this thing over there. I'm going to try that thing. No, you have to keep moving. You have to keep moving forward. A lot of times when you're in business, it takes time for that business to grow and to develop. People say they don't want to get rich quick, but they want to get rich quick. They want to start the business today, and they want the money falling from the sky in the next 2 weeks. But it doesn't always happen like that, folks. But if you hang on in there and stand firm in times of challenge and controversy and being able to develop the person that you are with personal development and training, there are so many things out there right now to help you develop your character, to help you develop your confidence needed to run a successful business. So when I think about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and I think about all he did for society and for us to have equal rights, I think about how it affected me as a businesswoman, just simply as a woman being able to own a business, as an African-American woman being able to have the education that I have. And I'm so grateful, and I hope you all are too. And I encourage you all to get out to the celebrations that we're having here in New York, out at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. They're having the 30th annual celebration that was hosted by our borough president, Mr. Eric Adams. And that was free to the people all day long. And now this evening, folks, if you haven't been able to get out early, they have something going on this evening at the Brooklyn Christian Center. Now, it is at the Brooklyn Christian Center, but you do not have to be a member of that church to participate. It is located at 1061 Atlantic Avenue between Franklin and Classen Avenue. And it is the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Town Hall Meeting. That is from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a free event, and it's hosted by Reverend Dennis Dillon and the Community for Economic Justice. So I encourage you all to go and join in on the conversation, because we know the legacy, but we need to know, where do we go from here? You know, there's still a lot of issues that we need to discuss. We have a lot more African Americans owning businesses, but we need to support and empower those in business. We're able to live in communities with people of all races and all cultures, but guess what? African Americans are the ones that end up losing their real estate. And we still have to deal with black-on-black crime and gun violence. So, folks, like I said, please go on out tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a community town hall meeting, and let's figure out where do we go from here. So I thank you all so much. This has been Victoria Falk, Passionate Travel Incorporated, breaking it down to you a little serious today in appreciation of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and encourage you all to let's keep the dream alive, let's keep the legacy alive, and let's celebrate. Are you out there, Mr. Jahi? I turn it back over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Falk. Out of New York, New York, with all of that exciting, wonderful information, and thank you for sharing your quotes of Dr. Martin Luther King today here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And listening audience, we want to thank you again for all of those that have been tuning in over the last couple of weeks as we have revamped how we've been doing Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. You have pushed us up to over 51,000 listeners that have tuned into a show here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, truly making this listener-supported radio. There must be something of value that we're sharing for that many people to tune in and get some information. We need you to take one more step, and that is we need you on the Blog Talk Radio Home Based Business 101 homepage to list what you like best about what you heard in terms of any of the shows that you've listened to on here so that we can respond to your comments. But also, we just like for other people to know what other people like best about what it is that you hear on the various shows that we've been doing. And we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for tuning in, because it's nothing like doing a show and no one's listening. And there are over 51,000 people that have tuned in and listened, which really rewards us, those, myself, Ms. Falk, and my wife, as we're doing shows here on this platform, is that someone is listening. And all we're asking you to do is just give us some feedback. What is it that you like best about what you heard? Well, hey, tune in again this Thursday at 3 o'clock as we have the Movements Unlimited and Passionate Travel travel show, in which they will be sharing with you some wonderful destinations or places that you can go and how you can be able to book them online through our awesome travel business. And for those of you out there that's listening, like yesterday while I was watching the football games and commenting with people on Facebook, for those of you that want to go to the Super Bowl, like I had a person yesterday, they want 4 tickets to the Super Bowl, we can help you get tickets to the Super Bowl, take care of your airfare, your hotel accommodations, all of those necessary things for those that want to go to the Super Bowl. And again, I'm down here in Carolina. As you know, the Carolina Panthers won yesterday. People are really excited, hoping that they're going to win next Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals, putting them in the Super Bowl. And that's how I got that inquiry from somebody that wanted 4 tickets to the Super Bowl, because they already figured Carolina's going to be there. So whatever your travel needs are, wherever it's from hotel to cruises to sporting events, we can assist you in that process. And so we just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Hey, Ms. Falk, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Get out and enjoy some of them celebrations that you share with the listening audience about. And I will be talking to you real soon. God bless everybody. Thank you all, and have a wonderful Martin Luther King Day.
Bye, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Jahi.